B-Pod Studios.
Now let's talk to the man who, all over this story, of course, he's the great Jason Stark, and he works for The Athletic and MLB Network and everything else, and he's been following this saga for a really long time. He's on the Comcast Business Hotline, great Jason Stark. Jason, how are we today?
Hello, Mike. Not much has changed since we talked last, believe it or not.
No, but something has changed because all of a sudden here come the Colorado Rockies and Nolan Arenado with 8 years and 32 plus. So what is exactly the holdup? And today we've been talking about the opt-out clause in the contract. Is it that or is it just strictly money?
I don't think it's about opt-outs. I think that Scott Boras and Bryce Harper are, A, still waiting for the dollar figure that they've been waiting for all these months. If you examine what has gone on here for the last day or two, it's pretty clear they still haven't heard the magic number. And so there's that. And as I've been telling you, I also think they've been waiting around for something else to happen, some other team to come forward, some other offer worth considering. And, you know, maybe the Dodgers that offer, but knowing what I know about the Dodgers and how they think about stuff like this, there is no way that their dollar figure is going to match or probably even approach the Phillies in terms of total dollars.
All right, so the Phillies are counting on that, and that they could eventually come back to the Phillies. But to me, that's a dangerous game. Are you saying right now that the Phillies are not willing to go to the Machado level of salary in years?
That is unclear. I don't think there's any doubt now that Bryce Harper gets 10 years, right? Manny Machado got 10 years, and he's going to get paid through age 35. Nolan Arenado, he just got 8 years. He's about to turn 28, so he'll get paid through age 35. I don't think, in the end, the years is going to be the issue. Could be wrong. But I do think that the Phillies feel like they're still negotiating against themselves in terms of the monster deal, the mega millions, the biggest dollar figure. And this is what they've always faced. Are they negotiating against themselves, or are they negotiating against this mythical Giancarlo Stanton deal, or the Zach Greinke $34.4 million a year, or now Nolan Arenado? They're definitely negotiating against the Machado deal. And, you know, I understand why, but I'm not sure that they understand why they need to pay Scott Boras what he says they need to pay him.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing I'm trying to get to. Are they willing to go past the $300 million that Machado made?
I think they understand that to get this done, it's going to have to be beyond Machado. But like I've been trying to decide, for example, does Bryce Harper really deserve a higher average annual salary than Nolan Arenado? I mean, Nolan Arenado is going to get $32.5 million a year. Mm-hmm. Now, he is signing away one arbitration year, so it's not all free agent years, mm-hmm. right? But mm-hmm. start looking at those two guys' career. Who's been more consistent? Clearly Arenado. Who's been more durable? Clearly Arenado. Gold gloves. 6 for Arenado, 0 for Bryce. Almost no matter how you calculate this, other than road production, Nolan Arenado has been the better and more consistent player. Heck, I argued in a column the other day that Arenado is the best player in the National League. And so why do you pay Bryce more? I think that's the question.
All right, but
how are you going to go?
The Arenado thing is irrelevant to me. I'm going to tell you why. Because Boras wants more. Right? He doesn't care about what Nolan Arenado's worth or what, how better of a player he is. He thinks he's got the best player on the market, and he's saying it's going to cost you X. And if you're not willing to pay X, maybe I will sign with the Dodgers in a 3-year deal, because at the end of the day, I got another free agent contract after 3 years, and I'm signing my client in L.A. where he wants to play anyway. The Phillies don't hold many cards here.
I agree with you that he thinks he's got LeBron. He definitely does. But, you know, you've studied the Scott Boras playbook for a long time, just as I have. And, all right, class one, lesson one in the Scott Boras 101 curriculum is always take the most dollars. Always. All right, let's just try to figure out, what are the Dodgers offering? Let's say they're willing to give him $40 million a year. Let's say they're willing to guarantee him 5 years with an opt-out after 3. That still brings the total dollars to $200 million. You're telling me that Bryce is going to turn down and Scott is going to turn down $100 million, Mike?
Well, he's only going to get another contract after the original. So, he's not going to lose any money.
Look, the Dodgers know that L.A. has always been his preferred destination. The Yankees were one, Dodgers were two. Why did the Dodgers jump in on this? They're curious, right? They're not going to go the years. They're not.
Uh-huh.
They're not going to match the Phillies' offer. They're not. But if Bryce really wants to be in L.A. and he really wants to bet on himself, then okay. He's just telling the world he didn't really want to be in Philadelphia, period. So how annoyed are you going to get the Phillies over that?
But there's the thing, Jason, and we'll use you an example. Like, you're working for the Philadelphia Inquirer. You're making a nice salary. The Los Angeles Times comes to Jason and goes, hey, Jason, we're going to double your salary from the Inquirer, but I don't like living in L.A. Would you live in L.A.?
Would I live in L.A.?
Yeah.
I would
live
in L.A.
Would you live anywhere? Well, my point is, you have to overpay a guy if he's going to be uncomfortable in this city that he's working in. I mean, it's logical. Okay, Philadelphia is less favored for Bryce Harper than L.A. So how do you overcome that?
Right.
You overpaid a guy.
Look, it's not as attractive a destination for him on any score, right? If he's doing his checklist, everything about the Dodgers appeals to him more than Philadelphia, right?
Uh-huh.
Closer to Vegas, spring training closer to Vegas, showbiz, marketing opportunities.
Yes.
LeBron's there.
Uh-huh.
Everything lines up except the dollars. So, all right, I'm with you, but overpay... By how much?
Well, okay.
Like,
well, we'll get to that.
Handy, get that right.
We'll get to this in a second. I just have another. If it's like $40 million, they offer him $40 million. Come in $40 million, 5 years, opt out after 3. Now you know what's possible: an extension on top of that before he even gets to the opt out. Right, so if I'm Bryce Harper, I go, I have the risk of getting hurt. I'm gonna get my money either way. I'll get it in L.A. So this is what I'm saying: the Phillies pussyfooting around makes them lose him to the Dodgers for that kind of proposal. Now here's where the dollars come in. If the Phillies came in and said, "All right, enough of the nonsense. 10 years, $350 million. Would he sign it?
I'm going to say that if that's the offer, it's probably double the guaranteed dollars of the Dodgers, right?
Yes.
Probably.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how he turns that down. That's a record contract on every possible level.
Okay.
What Scott's
so, in other words, it's the Phillies' fault for not offering it.
Well, you're right. Now, on this show, you have raised an issue that is also part of the equation, and that is, if they're saving their money for some other star, are we sure that they're going to get that chance beyond this? Nolan Arenado would have been on their radar.
Mm-hmm.
He's now off the market.
Mm-hmm.
We know that they lust after Mike Trout.
Mm-hmm.
I had somebody tell me last week when I was in Arizona, who I think would know, has a real window into the thinking of Artie Moreno and the Angels. He told me, no way Mike Trout gets to free agency. I don't, like, there are people that disagree with that, but this was really forceful.
Yeah.
But so if you're gambling that in 2 years you're going to get Mike Trout, no big deal if you don't get Bryce, as you've been saying, that's a gamble that you're not very likely to win.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Why would Trout sign here? Because he'd be closer to I-295 to get to an Eagles game? Like, you know, like, hey, I
miss all the Eagles games.
Yeah, that's why it goes anyway. Well, what's the difference? all right, so when do you think this breaks? It's got to resolve itself one way or the other. What's the time frame we're talking about?
Well, there's a lot of misinformation flying around out there that it was going to be done by today or done by tomorrow. I don't think it'll get done today or tomorrow, but I do think Bryce has had enough. The sense I get is Bryce would like to figure this out by the end of the week. I'm all for that. So suppose his debut in Clearwater is your debut in Clearwater.
Well, there you go. That's perfect.
Let alone mine.
Yeah. We'll be at the Tiki Bar. He'll smash one out opposite field, you know, right into my water. Be perfect.
We would run the video on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
There you go. There you go. Jason, always a pleasure. Keep your ear out there. Give us a call when you hear anything.
You got it, Mike. Thanks,
man. All right, there he is, the great Jason Stark. So you know, listen, Jason likes to play it down the middle a little bit. But you see, when you boil it down, the only thing that makes sense is that the Phillies have to pay him at least $335 and probably $350 for 10 years to get it done. They, in my view, are clearly unwilling to do that, which means they are allowing a team like the Dodgers to possibly come in, give them a shorter-term deal with higher pay per year with an opt-out clause, and reserve the right for them to renew the contract after 2 years before you even get to an opt-out. And that satisfies Bryce Harper and all the money he wants. The only way to defeat that is to pay a certain dollar figure, which we've already remunerated. And if that offends you as a Philly fan, it offends you. But keep in mind that that's all you have. You're offended, and you got no player to hit in the middle of the lineup, and you can't win the East. If that's okay by you, I salute. That's not okay by me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.